They came in from the country. They were hounded from their homes. They'd always dreamed about the city, with its towers and spires and domes. So the dog fox and his vixen vowed to flee their savage fields to a land of hope and glory, and the future it could yield. There's no rest, however far we roam. Somewhere in this earth we will find home. But the city didn't want the foxes. The city didn't care. The help and hope and heart and hearth they dreamed of weren't there. So they scavenged and they foraged, slept from shady place to places, among the hostile architecture and all the hostile faces. There's no rest, however far we roam. And the daily papers found their plight and presence most concerning. The headlines screamed, enough's enough, we're overcome with vermin. These foxes skulk around our streets, the locals live in fear. These scruffy, scrounging parasites, they don't belong round here. There's no rest, however far. They said there is no going home now. The land we love is cruel. The dog said fuck off back to Foxland. These streets are fucking full. There's no rest, however far we roam. Somewhere in this earth we will find. Foxes can't believe their luck. Who keeps chickens in the city? But the chicken lover sees them prowl his pricey habitat. So he bashes both their heads in with his trusty cricket bat. There's no rest, however far we roam. Somewhere in this earth.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 553. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from Arab Strap. the song Fable of the Urban Fox. That's on the new album As Days Get Dark, which just came out March 5th on Rock Action Records. That's the band's first album in, I don't know, like 15 years. They've been on a long hiatus, but it's excellent to have them back. This new album is probably my favorite of their entire career. Just so enveloping. The stories unfold wonderfully. I think their countrymen agree as it entered the Scottish charts at number one. Oh, and if you couldn't tell the band was Scottish, well, if you listen closely to Aidan Moffat's accent, maybe you'll get a few hints there. I've only got a few songs for you this week. They're long ones. We stretch out. We enjoy some things that way. Relax. Here comes the Mighty Lemon Drops. The song is called Inside Out.
Do it.
couple tracks there that take me back to my high school days. We just heard from the Shaman with the song Four Letter Girl. That was on the band's debut album, Drop, which came out in 1987. They put that out themselves, that band from Aberdeen, Scotland. Maybe you only know them as kind of the proto-rave band, and that's all I knew, but someone told me this one was some great indie pop, so I picked it up. Well, maybe not indie pop, or you know, maybe your definition is looser than mine, but it's alt-rock, it's got a little bit of electronic elements in it, and it's not bad. That track there, pretty good. There's a couple of them on that album I enjoy as well. And then we heard from the Mighty Lemon Drops with the song Inside Out. That was on the band's album World Without End, which came out in 1988 on Sire Reprise, that band of Wolverhampton in England. And that song has been stuck in my head for about 3 weeks, so I'm happy to share it with you. Hope it gets stuck there for you as well. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Got a track here now by the Blue Orchids. This one's called The Flood.
And it's gone. Feel all emotion, one foot in the ocean. Here it comes. Here comes the flood. Here comes the flood.
Welcome back to the Too Much Rock Podcast. We just heard from Purcell from Amsterdam in the Netherlands, the song Traces of Knots, which was on the album Duotone that came out in 2004 on Star Harbor Records. I'm not sure who recommended that album to me. I like that track. The rest of the album, maybe a little iffy on. So if you like that track, maybe find the album online, give it a stream before you pluck your hard-earned dollars down like I did. Before that, we heard from Blue Orchids with the song The Flood. That was the A-side of the band's two-song single that came out in 1980 on Rough Trade Records, that band based out of Manchester in the UK. Just queuing that one up, I felt a little like John Peel. I bought that single because a couple of days before, Rob Percy had played a different Blue Orchid song on his set, and I saw that single. I said, oh, I'll pick it up. It sounds nothing like the song he played, but I like this one better. Anyway, we're about out of time, so let me wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 553. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Mixler, YouTube, you name it. I'm out there at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, a few things coming up here. We've got Kadeesh Flow playing on the 9th at the Ship outdoors in the alley. On the 10th, you've got Freedom Affair at Lemonade Park. The 16th, Tommy Two Tone at Knuckleheads. On the 23rd, R.I. Peter at Lemonade Park. 24th is Pop Skull Rebels. 30th is Emmeline Twist. And then looking into May, we've got Starhaven Rounders, Giant's Chair coming in June, I think. Also Other Americans. So lots of shows coming up at Lemonade Park. Look at the website. We've got new things on the website this week. We've got photos and video from the Men of Men and Various Blonde show that happened over the weekend, and more things coming. So take a peek. We're back in action, folks. Too Much Rock. Anyway, I've got one track left here for you. It's by Balmoray from Austin, Texas. The track is Night Falls in Your Left, and it's the final track on the band's new album, The Wind, which comes out this week, April 9th, on Deutsche Grammophon Records. The band is kind of beyond post-rock, more minimalist and experimental, and, well, it's an excellent album to listen to on a night walk, and that's when I think I experienced it best. So I'm going to leave you here with this track. As I said, Night Falls in Your Left. The band is Balmoray. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
Laisse-toi aussi déshabiter. Il vint à la mer qui est près d'arbres et emplit son camp. Devant de la mer, il le restreint bien, puis s'en alla en cette vallée et au nom de Jésus-Christ, jette le camp plein de vent en une roche. Il commanda que de cette roche, Théus soudre